So the rain came down, and the floods came up, and the house on the sand went. What are the foundations we're building on? Jesus says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. This is about building on Christ. It's about building on him and him alone, and him being our foundation. Because if we don't, what are we building on? We're building on something else, aren't we? And that something else can be shaky. Because when those winds and the rains come, it leaves us vulnerable. So we've got to be thinking about what we're building on. And we want to make sure that we're building on the right foundation. And he is the right foundation. I think that's why I'm glad we're celebrating about. It's about putting him right at the center. The second building I want to show you is this one. Does anyone know who that is? The person? This would be a real history buff if you knew this one. Anyone know who that is? Anyone know what the building is? Anyone? That's Winchester Cathedral. And that the guy is called William Walker. Now, William Walker had the worst job in the world. Okay? He had the worst job in the world. He was a deep sea diver. Okay? He worked in Portsmouth Harbour and was a deep sea diver. But Winchester Cathedral had a problem. So they went down and they hired him. And what he did for 5 years as a deep sea diver was dive down under the cathedral. Because Winchester Cathedral was built on a peat bog. And foundations don't work. So what he did was he dived down and he took concrete blocks and he built up concrete blocks. And then when the concrete blocks were in place, they could take all this sort of soggy, peaty mush out. 5 years, 6 hours a day. Okay? I think that the parable that we've just watched about building the rock house on the rock or the sand, I think for many of us, it's not one or the other. For many of us, it's a bit like Winchester Cathedral. Probably a mixture of both. We've got a bit of rock and a bit of sand. Okay? And what we need to do is we need to get rid of the sand, don't we? We need to get rid of the things that are going to leave us shaky and vulnerable. And we need to put in place the foundation that will let us stand firm and strong. It starts with this meal and all that it represents and means. I firmly believe that. But we've got to work out what that looks like and what that means in our day-to-day existence. Third building. I've told this story before. This is such a kind of like, God just keeps speaking to me through this building. You know this building? The Shard. And some of you will have heard me talk about this loads. But some of you would have never heard me say that this is the most interesting, fascinating building. And it was cutting edge in terms of how it was built. Because what they did with the Shard is they went down and they went up. But they never went down more than what the going up could carry. Do you know what I mean? So they never exceeded what the foundations could carry. So the foundations went down and the building went up. And then when the foundations were in place, the building that could then go on to completion. Anyone been up the Shard? I'd love to go. It's an ambition of mine. Is there a restaurant at the top? Is that right? Oh, yes, you had a tea party there, didn't you? I heard. Okay. So I've shared this before, and I'm going to share it again and talk about it lots because I think it's really important. The foundations that go down will only carry kind of a certain kind of weight, if you like. We can only go as high as the foundations will allow us to go. So we need to make sure that we are building on the right foundations. We've got the right foundations in place, because as they're in place, then we can go up and up and up. Does that make sense? So there's these three buildings. We've got to build with the right motive. We've got to, I think, dig out a bit of stuff that we might be building on that is not allowing us. You know, we might believe things about God or about Christ or about church, or we might have wrong beliefs that are going to hold us back. Do you know, we need to dig those wrong beliefs out, and we need to put the right beliefs in. It may be that we are trusting in ourselves way, way more, or putting more trust in the things that are of kind of, I don't know, let's say human things. And that's meaning that we can only go so far. And we've got to put those in their rightful place. And we've got to put him and this meal in its rightful place in our lives so that we can grow. And I'm not talking about more people here in this church, though, God willing, that may occur. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about us taking hold of his will and his purposes, us growing in our understanding of who we are in him, our identity in Christ. I'm talking about us being, as a church, the display of the manifold wisdom of God to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, because that's what God's intent for his church is. I'm talking about us, literally what you've just prophesied over Megan and Zion, destroying the works of the devil, because that is what Jesus came to do, and we are his body. And if we're not doing these things, we're not doing what we should do. But we've got to have the right foundations in place. And that's what I want us to be thinking about over the next few months. Let me put that final slide up. This is from Ephesians 2. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. Christ Jesus as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. So it's joined together and it rises. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. So this is what I was going to finish with. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which had become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. So I think both passages fit, but I just feel prompted to go back to this one. Because if we are looking to anything else, if we are looking to anything else for salvation, then we are looking in the wrong place. There is no other name. There is no other name. And I just want to make sure that we are looking nowhere else except to him, the cornerstone, yeah, the rock for salvation, because there is no other name.